Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Basically, fuck yeah. We got a big crew today. I'm here with Little Dick. It's a big dick! Fan of Bandana and the Ding Ding Blues. Fat G. I lost 20 pounds. It doesn't matter. You're still fat. And Chris Naracco, a.k.a. Piss Near a Taco, who wrote for Big Brother Magazine, which basically started Jackass. What have you been up to? Is this the first time you've been at my house, right?
This is the first time and probably the last time I'll ever come here again.
Because I live in the middle of nowhere, huh?
There's nobody around here.
Your MapQuest probably took you all over the place.
I went to visit your neighbors, and I found out they don't like you at all.
No, actually,
did you?
Actually, they go for walks. And we'll drive by.
They go for walks. Is that cut against Chris here?
And sometimes they take their horses, because everybody that lives around me has a horse, and they were having their little horse walks on the road, and Missy goes by, and this lady goes, "Slow down!" And then Missy just skids out. She's like, "Well, then ride your fucking horse on your fucking farm," and then takes off.
Oh my god!
And then we waved one time to these other people, and they didn't wave back. And then Missy's like, "Why didn't they wave back?" I'm like, "I don't know." She's like, "Well, I'm fucking turning around. I want to find out why they didn't wave." I'm like, "You really want to turn around and find out?" So she turns
she
around.
To know.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Why didn't you wave to me? And the guy was like, "You turned around just to find out why we didn't wave?" And she's like, "Yeah, I want to know why you didn't wave.
I only have one arm."
He said, "There's a sun glare, and I didn't see you from your window." She's like, "That's funny, because the sun's over there, and I was driving this way, so there's no way that there could be a sun glare." She's like, "Look, I didn't see it, all right?"
Nice one.
Now you know why nobody likes you around.
Well,
it's all missing.
It all started when Slayer played in the backyard, and they threw a housewarming party for me, all the neighbors, and I never showed up.
Oh, fuck.
But my
can
mom...
I say fuck?
Yeah, you can say fuck. But my mom showed up, and she was like, "He's not here. He's, like, in Philly skating or something."
We went to some turtle farm, which is, like, a mile that way.
You were in a part of town that no one who has lived around here for 5 years has ever heard of.
Yeah,
not
but
even
it, was, I discovered
but it was
something
within
new.
5 minutes from here. It was
when I order a pizza, they don't even know how to get here. And they live 3 miles away.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
He's right down the road. I got him.
Yeah, well, I get out of the car. And
nice job, Jake.
We just got a dog. The dog had to take a shit.
I like that dog.
Yeah, he's cool. But he had to take a shit, and I'm screaming your name, thinking that maybe I got the right house. And is your dog shitting on our lawn?
So your dog was shitting in my neighbor's house?
Yeah, but it's like a half mile down the road. And they're just like, so, the dog's shitting. I'm yelling your name, flashing high beams into their front window. So,
yelling my name. That's great. Yo, Bam! Yo, Bam! Fuck, we fucking hate that kid. Now we have his friends beeping in my face.
I'd love to know which neighbors it was.
I only have one neighbor who has 9 kids. He's the only one that likes me, the Pankhurst down there.
Yeah, they're right.
Other than that, no friends. No neighbors that like me.
You're better off.
You gotta have one or two that are right with you.
Yeah, the Pankhursts.
They seem pretty. They seem all right though. Like I mean, they you know.
Well, I mean,
when you pass them, and
not really.
I pull up
no.
My seat in Araco like in a driveway. I'm like, whoa.
What, Jay?
I pulled
what?
In this dude's like, oh, what? Dude, I don't know.
You pulled up and you seen Naracco and you were like,
I was like, you're way off,
whoa.
Dude.
Yeah. And the driveway's all windy and I had to do the entire driveway from the front of their house in reverse as they're yelling at me.
You probably took the MapQuest probably took you on a goddamn witch hunt.
Well, your number is a combination of numbers that were nowhere near where I was. I was like, these guys fucked with me. They're just, I'm on some fucking episode. These guys are filming me, look for a house number, getting yelled at by the neighbors.
How's Bon Jovi Land treating you? You're living in Sayreville, right?
Yeah, it's tough. We're going through tough times right now.
I want to hear...
Do you still have your, the skate shop?
I do. I got, 2 skate shops, NJ Skate Shop, NJ2, working on NJ3. But this cheesesteak place that we had, a cheeseburger sub place since I was like six, went out of business. The guy, I think, died.
Damn.
Yeah, so there's just flowers laid out in front of the cheeseburger stand.
So that's got what Sayersville's down about?
Yeah, the whole town is pretty bummed out about it.
I want to hear about, I've seen you on the internet and you're talking about the mom and pops, that, you know, you guys have the, like, the true hardcore skate shops.
Right.
But I heard you talking about...
Oh, was it for the Tim O'Connor Adidas roast party
you're
thing?
You're talking about how the industry is doing online orders and they're just, like, fucking, like... The true right. hardcore shops. I just want to hear about that. I don't know.
What did they say?
Who's they?
I know.
Like Transworld, when you were saying...
Yeah.
They weren't too stoked. Nobody was too stoked to talk to me afterwards.
But what did you basically say?
Well, I mean, it's... I give a lot of credit to 411 because they actually put my jab on them up on their website. You can see the whole thing on 411's video. I don't even know what their website is, but...
411.com.
Yeah, you would think that's what it was, but you know it's going to be more clever than that.
But I was watching, I was just like, holy shit, dude. Like, you're just going off. Like,
yeah, I basically said, you know, too bad 411 can't create a time machine to go back to 1995 when they still mattered. When Bam still had tits.
I know. I was doing a Big Brother interview when I was like, maybe I was 18 or something, and I'm like, cool, I got a lot of cool photos. We just did a pretty rad interview. Can't wait to see this thing. The first sentence that Naratko wrote was, when I first met Bam at the age of 15, he had tits. Because I was like the chubby kid. Yeah. It was like, you know.
Was that your first time in Thrasher?
Big Brother?
Yeah.
No, I had one other photo ollieing over Phil.
First interview, though.
Yeah, when I was like 15, I had a buzzed head and everything.
You did your first interview with Chris Naracco?
Yeah.
That's a fucking nightmare for everyone.
Yeah.
What are some other interviews you've done?
I don't remember.
Recently.
He's done a lot.
He's done tons. And the best one that I like
Didn't
the most
you piss Dio off?
I piss everybody off.
That's Naracco's thing. If he does an interview with somebody, his whole mission is to just get you to either punch him in the face or throw a drink at him and leave. And he was interviewing Richie Sambora, and he's just like...
Oh, I heard this one.
So, Richie, what's up with Bon Jovi's Superman tattoo?
And he's how
like,
gay is
huh?
that?
Like, how gay is that thing? Like, what's up with that? He's like, what? What are you talking about? Like, yeah, what's up with his tattoo? He's like, what the fuck does Bon Jovi's tattoo have anything to do with me or the new album coming out? Like, he's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. And, like, just reading, like, how short the interview was in Big Brother, it's so fucking funny because you knew it was just such an awkward moment.
And it was the first time that I ever worked with Giovanni Retta, a photographer. First time I'd ever worked with him, so... He's unpacking his camera, and he's trying to focus and trying to figure out his angle. And next thing, Richie Sambora is just yelling at me, standing above me, yelling.
But this was the interview of a lifetime, because you're a huge Bon Jovi fan, being from Sayersville, right?
Right, he's from my hometown. So, my brother used to beat him up in high school, so I had, you know, it was a source of pride for me to go and sit with these guys. And
yeah.
So I'm interviewing him, and I'm just saying all the wrong things. Just everything I say is just... taking a shit
on purpose.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. Like, I went in there, I got a buddy back home, John Walsh. He plays the local bars. He's
the guy from America's Most Wanted.
No, better guy. Only plays acoustic cover songs of Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen. And when I go to see him, I get real tanked up, and I make him play Wanted Dead or Alive like six or seven times back to back to back to back. So I asked Richie Sambora, I was like, how many times can you play Wanted Dead or Alive in a row? And he's like, probably once. I'm not gonna play it more than once. I was like, dude, John Walsh can play it seven times in a row.
What did he say? He's like, so the fuck what? I mean, yeah. I could too, but like, I probably won't be feeling it by like the fourth one.
He got so bummed at everything, and he was just such a douche. I was like, hey, you ever like put a basketball? Just casual fan question. You ever put a basketball rim on the back of the bus and play basketball? And he's like, fucking bus, bro. Try a fucking plane, dude.
Oh, no.
It's like, whoa, all right.
Basketball rim on the back of a plane.
Do you have to, like, prepare yourself when you're getting ready to go into a room and your whole mission is to just completely make the person hate you and hopefully he'll punch you in the face?
No, I generally don't bring any questions with me at all, lined up, so that I can create this really weird, awkward tension when I'm talking to people so that I seem completely unprepared. And they're like, what's your next question? They don't see any paper. They're like, I'm checking if the tape recorder's still on.
And, yeah, it's...
Dude, there's nothing worse than, awesome. Like, 2 to 3 seconds worth of dead, awkward silence. Like, there's nothing worse than it. Like, and then you have to start up a whole new conversation. Like, yeah, so it was pretty cool. So how was this, you know, like, just that 1 second of just dead air is so horrible.
But what I'll do is take them on a roller coaster ride. Like, I'll throw questions that we'll never see print, like, tell me about your new album. And as soon as they're done with that, then I come with, so I heard you were gay. And they're just like...
Compliment followed by an insult.
Yeah, yeah.
If you keep doing
up,
that...
Up, down.
If you're just like, dude, your new record was pretty rad, but that shirt that you were wearing in that one interview was so gay, man. And then they're like, well, thanks for the new album, but that was kind of... And if you keep doing that for like 20 minutes, then they'll just explode.
Yeah, it's a build-up. That's what happened with Dio. Like,
yeah, what happened with Dio?
Oh, my God. He's... I've never
played with him in Belgium. He's really small.
No shit.
Really
small. That's a source of much anger in this interview. I thought he was a little bit taller because they always shoot from the ground up when they shoot the Rainbow album covers and shit.
Rainbow in the Dark by Dio.
Yeah, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Singer of Black Sabbath.
I don't acknowledge him as singer of Black Sabbath. I won't acknowledge that.
Okay, go ahead. So you asked him a question about the album.
Well, I actually, you know, because of that sore subject, I was like, so what was it like working with Ozzy? So that was the first question I asked him.
Because he didn't work with Ozzy, he replaced Ozzy.
Oh, what did he say?
He just said what Chad just said. I didn't work with Ozzy, I replaced Ozzy. The raddest thing was, it was like out of a movie, these two kids from like Metal Edge or Metal World are there waiting for a Dio interview too, and we're both sitting there and I'm slamming beers and they're like, listen, don't talk about Black Sabbath. He's real sensitive. You don't want to upset this guy. He'll fly off the handle. So first question out of the box, Black Sabbath question. Oh, and then so I look
don't
over.
Don't they know that Big Brother, like, you're supposed to?
No, they don't have any idea about anything.
Anything with Big Brother and Jackass, like, I learned the hard way by saying, like, yeah, Tremaine, like, I'm cool with doing Jackass too, but, like, just don't, I don't want any snakes. I just hate snakes. Anything but snakes, you know? Next thing you know, that's what happens. I'm like, why did I even tell him that?
That's just the whole thing. Like, with the Tim O'Connor roast, I looked at Tim's shoe in front of the Adidas guy, and I was like, God, is this what it's going to look like when they make it? And the dude was like, that's the final shoe. It's in stores now. And I was like, man, this sucks. And the guy was like, you can't say that tonight. And I was like, are you shitting me? Do you know what you just did by telling me not to say how awful this looks?
Yeah.
It's like being a four-year-old. You purposely go after it.
It was, like, he goes off, he's saying it's not Tim O'Connor's pro shoe. He just did a colorway for the shoe.
Yeah, he picked a cute color.
So but when he picked a cute color,
didn't you go picking on Dio and, like pushing him around?
No, well, what happened was it was the roller coaster ride, just up and down, and I
compliment
was
compliment
like,
followed by an yeah, insult I was, all day long.
Or, like, a half... like a backhanded compliment, like, you're not as scrawny as you look on the album covers, which is like a compliment, but real shitty.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody wants to hear that. And I was like, no, you look like a tough guy. And I'm squeezing, like, what is this, your forearm?
Your bicep?
Your bicep. And I'm squeezing it, and it's, like, smaller than my wrist.
Squeezing Dio's bicep.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, no, you're tough. You're a big guy. Who's a big guy? And he's just like,
who's a big guy?
Who's a big guy? And he was just getting so bummed out. And it got to the point. I don't even remember what finally set him off. I think it was just like a short joke. I was like, how small are you? Would you like 4'9"? I think I said under 5 foot is a midget. So I was like, you're technically a midget. And he just stood up over top of me, and which would have made him eye level with me sitting down. And he just started yelling at me.
Like,
going crazy.
Like, what kind of yelling?
You want a piece of me? You want to fucking go? Blah, 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 blah. Was he like, no. that's really all I heard. And then I stood up.
He thought that you were probably scared, but all you were thinking in your crazy head was, fuck yes, I just hope he hits me.
Well, that's all I ever want is somebody to hit me. And so I stand up, and now I'm looking down on the dude. And I was like, sit down. And he's like, what? I was like, sit the fuck down. And he got all freaked out because I'm like hovering over top of him. He screamed, security! And then it just went crazy. It was Kosick was there and Spike Jones and all the camera crew and all this. And they had like a shitty assistant who got the release signed, and then she handed it back to, they're like, we want the release back. And she's like, okay. And so they ripped up the release. I was like, you fucking...
Oh, so you never got to use it?
No, and then Tremaine went and lost the tape for a while. And now, but we have the audio.
He lost the tape for a while.
Yeah. What's it been, like 8 years?
We've got the audio?
Give or take. He's got the audio.
Oh, we
got
to hear that sometime.
Yeah, it's pretty... from what I remember, but I don't remember much. I was pretty drunk at the time. But from what people tell me, it was
drunk
pretty good. Yeah.
Why would she give that goddamn release form back?
Because
she should claim that she lost... Oh,
she
lost it.
Yeah. She should have left right after it got signed. Because no one prepped her that this was going to be the worst thing she ever witnessed. You know, the most unprofessional interview that she would ever sit in on.
Professionally.
Yeah. But that's really the name of the game that ever since is that, you know, I don't have much money. So I've always figured if I interviewed someone, got them pissed off enough, and they punched me in the face, that maybe I could get some money. You know? And but that's never panned out. No one's ever had the balls to actually punch me in the face, which is sad.
If you have something, then they probably know better that it's not worth it. They'll get their buddy that has nothing to punch in.
Right, but even send a buddy. Send somebody. Let me know I've been effective.
So you also have a book called Skinema out, and I read it, and I thought it was fucking brilliant. Yeah, then I handed it off to Missy, and she's like, this book is so good. Who is this? I want to meet him. And then I gave it to Novak, and then I found all these Oxycontins in his bag. So then I told him he had to leave, and now he left with the book.
Do you have a website for that?
But
give it a plug?
Yeah, it's chrisneratko.com.
Hell yeah.
I can't remember. It's Chris, NIERATKO.com.
I'll post up on BAMS.
Okay, and, you know.
And basically the book is just hundreds of different kind of pornos, and he's supposed to review them, like, you know, 2 pages worth, and he doesn't review the porno at all. Like, what he sees on the video, he just writes about what happened that day or whatever. And it's so fucking funny. Like, it has nothing to do with the porno.
Both of those got printed in a magazine you were writing for.
Yeah, there's a UK magazine called Bizarre, which is a lot of fun. It's just all crazy S&M and bondage and craze. So most of them are from there, and then there's some that are from Vice, and that's who published the book.
Is all the porns and what you write in order of when you wrote it?
I put them in order on our honeymoon. I put that book together on my honeymoon. So
because each one, when it goes to the next one, it kind of seems like it's in order.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't happen that way. I had to collect them and try and make some rhyme or reason out of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I pretty much the first chapter is just me on drugs, and then the second chapter doesn't make any sense, and then the third chapter is just it's kind of a pity chapter for my wife because she's got to live
read
with
it.
This.
Yeah. Yeah,
she read it. I wouldn't let her read any of it on the honeymoon, and then it finally got published like a year later, and she wasn't. She's like, God, you're a fucking slut. So we don't talk about it anymore.
The best part about it, though, is that, like, you know, it's in sections, you know, like,
For someone who doesn't like reading books,
I could barely
laid out well enough yet. I was able to get through half of it.
Yeah, like, if I have, like, a novel in my hand, I'll be fuck, this is going to take 2 goddamn months to read. Like, I'm not even going to bother. And if I try, then I'll just get way too overwhelmed. But I'll see that this book's in, like, sections, and you could, you know, read 1 or 2 or 3, you know, right. Porn interviews that have nothing to do with the porn.
Yeah, it's like a paragraph.
And you'll laugh your fucking ass off, and then you could set it down, and then the next day you could start reading it again, and eventually, before you know
it,
you'll be
done.
All
those true stories, Chris?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking what makes it, like, probably great.
But, I look at it as, like, if you can read one with every shit, then I've done my job. People read it in like 2 days, and I'm like, no, you did it wrong. It's supposed to take you like a year, just one with every shit. That's all they're really
And
good
that's
for.
The problem with me, too, is that half the reason why I don't read books is because I don't know what to get. Yeah. I'll go to Borders, and I'll just see thousands and thousands of books, and I'll be like, well, what the fuck? I don't know what to read, you know? So... Kids out there, Skinema by Chris Noreco. Yeah,
lots
I'm
of small words.
You will laugh your ass off. Yeah, Knoxville did do the foreword, right?
Yep. It's all very small words. So if you're 8 years old or 10 years old, you'll be able to understand all of it.
The stories are so well told, though. Like
BAM's Book Club.
BAM's Book Club.
The new Oprah.
There he got it. Bookworm on his hand.
Yeah, I'm the new Oprah telling kids what to
read.
What kind of cool books to read.
Obviously, it's a cool book if we're talking about what fucking book to read, dude.
I'm telling you, like, I was on the plane just laughing my ass off, and this dude, this business guy sitting next to me, was just thinking, like, what the hell is he reading about? And then he sees these like little like porn things and stuff because they have. There's
it looks like you're reading a
yeah. The actual porn is in there, and it's like 1 inch big or something.
It's rad though, like just going on a book tour last year and just getting to meet people. All these people come up to me and tell me these fucked up sex stories. Mm. So it was fun. This one chick came and was telling me about the first time she ever watched a porno. And it was her mom's porn. And she went and with her little friend put it on. And it was all full-size women and midgets.
Whoa.
And it was the first That's porn awesome. This chick ever saw. Wow. And then she started thinking about it. Her old man, now divorced, old man was under 5 foot tall. And the last couple boyfriends the mom had, all real short dudes. The mom had a midget thing.
That's great.
Yeah. It was rad.
Why do you think that is?
That's a good question.
Maybe she just felt like...
Was the dad short?
More, yeah, the dad who was knows under why, 5 foot. More bossy or something.
Who knows why people like anything they like, dude? It's weird when it comes to those subjects.
What do you like, Tweaker?
Well, I'll show you.
He likes putting his dick in pill bottles.
Please don't.
Putting your dick in pill bottles. What's the matter with you? You told me to do it, babe!
And you took a picture, homo.
Yeah, I did.
Just to prove you were gay.
I brought you some gay porn, too, by the way.
Yeah, I appreciate
no
it.
No problem. Transsexual
you did
gay.
Bring me two real good ones, though. I saw the back.
Is this, the transsexual
is
one?
Is it as good as the faggoty, whatever it's called?
Oh, faggoty attention?
Oh, that's classic.
Faggoty attention.
Gee, tell the story of that.
I just learned about the story. I'd rather have Bam explain it.
Of what? Faggoty attention?
Yeah.
Well, Seth, who's living at the house right now, came across this song that, you know, it might just go in Ming Hags because I like it so much. And I'm probably going to wind up playing it towards the end of this radio show, but I'm going to play a song right now by Nick Oliveri and the Mondo Generator. And this song is called All Right, Oh Yeah, Well Fuck Off! This is Radio Bam, Series 28.
Serious 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're back. That was Nick Oliveri and the Mondo Generator. That was faggoty attention in the background, but I'm going to save the best for last because I really think this dude is a pure homo. He does such a good job. You can always tell when somebody's straight and they're trying to act gay. You can always see that. But this dude and this video that you can see on MySpace. What is it?
YouTube.
Look it up on YouTube.
Faggoty attention.
Who are you saying is a good actor? The guy who is seduced by the gay guy or the guy who's gay who sings?
The guy who's gay who sings. You can tell he's really gay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like that word. So then you have to be like, what kind of movies make tell he's like really gay?
Only gay dudes can dance that good.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He's not dancing good, though. He's dancing gayer than hell.
Dude, it's like a Corey Feldman Rock and Roll High School 2 kind of thing.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Pretty fucking good, dude.
That's funny. YouTube and faggoty attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's top notch.
You know what? You should just play it right now so we can all hear it.
Let's just get it over with.
Yeah, let's get it over with. Actually,
but the music video is just, and it's so fun.
It's really good.
What is this about? The song is about trying to convince straight dudes to get gay.
Yeah,
it's a gay dude trying to convince one dude to get straight.
But if you see the video, the video is hilarious.
It's so
low budget.
Yeah, but we're on the radio. Okay, good night.
All right, here we go.
Hell yeah.
Probably in the gay area. Taking down the Hoboken Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Here it comes.
The guy looks like Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
I thought it was Anna at first.
Listen to the words.
You go home alone.
Just listen to the voice.
Get into it.
No straight guy could sing like this.
Like you're talking on your phone, but boy, I know what. I know what you're missing tonight.
I'll show you this video.
You're big and so strong. You need a little brother to boss around and play fight. You can hold me down, I'll let you in.
This
don't
guy is dead serious.
Or I'll
for real.
Pull you in. I can tell you like attention. That's just the thing that I'm giving. I want to give you my faggoty attention. Baby, let me make you feel right. With my faggoty attention. Baby, all I need is a night. I'll change your life.
Change your life, make me gay.
You won't go to hell tonight.
Won't ask, won't
you won't go to hell if you're gay. No one's looking.
No one's looking.
Moon is right now. And you're falling into my plan. You can get rough. But I ain't no girl. I can take it like a man. And all your questions. Hope you're ready. Cause you may never had it this tight.
Jesus.
He's saying that his butthole's tight. Yeah.
Don't pull me too close or I'll like a tension.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's just a thing.
Oh my god.
Baby, let me make you feel right with my faggoty attention.
Yeah.
Baby, all I need is a night. I'll change your life.
Stop it now.
This is a long song, but it's good. The acting is good. I'll tell you who else is good, other than the singer, is the guy who's acting like the straight guy turning gay in the video.
Oh, but
he's
you think
amazing.
He's gay in real life?
I can't tell. You think he's gay in real life? I don't know.
I think it's all of his gay buddies. And they're like, let's get some video.
He tells his gay buddy to be straight. He's like, act straight for this.
Act straight
for this.
It's more like, act straight for this.
These are the
Yo,
Mongo
Seth,
babies.
How'd you come across Faggoty Attention?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the mic? Where's
yeah,
the
how
mic?
Did right you here, find, right how did you happen to stumble yo, upon yo. That, Seth?
Oh, shit.
Here.
Logo television, Logo the Gay.
What?
Logo the Gay.
I don't know, Seth, where'd you find this shit?
It was on Logo, the Gay Cable Channel, which is great. 24 hours a day. It's guaranteed fantastic. 24
dude,
hours
really?
A day.
You know what? I was if I'm that entertained on just seeing that, then maybe I should just start watching gay TV.
You should.
What was the other gay thing that you showed me the one day when we were making Ming Hags where there was some guys practicing thrusting or something like that?
Oh, the black dudes dancing.
Dude, these black dudes dancing.
Oh.
You can see it on YouTube.
I listen to him.
Oh man, dude. And
that is the funniest
they're
thing
dead
I've ever
serious. They're basically like in this room all together. And they're like all.
They come in one at a time.
They're not gay though. They're all these like thug dudes, but they're all in their like whitey tighties and like boxer shorts, and they're like going to the camera and saying their name, like yo, what's up, y'all? This is Satisfaction. And then they'll fuck this couch and show them how good they are at fucking. And then they'll like do these wiggle moves to the song.
And then the next guy comes in.
Yeah, and then
like,
the next
one
guy
dude
comes
will slide off head first, and the other dude will come in from behind.
Yeah,
dude. Yes, how, they were taking
turns. I don't know
turns.
How I found that.
They were like doing fuck waves with
yeah,
this
yeah.
couch.
Yeah, it is brilliant.
Great.
I need to know how to find that again. You know what? I think Missy's sister knows exactly what to type in. It is so funny.
Yeah, that,
it's almost like an audition.
The best part
of all
is,
the things I expected to see
I
it was
love,
not that.
I love watching it 100 times over and over and looking at everybody's faces to see if they're cracking a smile, and none of
not
them do. One. Not one of them do. They're yeah. all dead serious. They're like, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Satisfaction. I'm going to show you what I do. And then they go up to the couch and they're like, oh, yeah, you like that girl? And they're dead fucking
exactly
serious. And, I put my seat back
yeah,
forward
you're really
until it's
doing
original
it.
Upright position.
I'll tell you, though, that of all the things I expected to see, that was not one of them. But when... usually, like, until then, I never really cared about YouTube, but that made me actually start to go there.
Oh, because you could see
it
anything on that.
It's fucking great. It is great. I'm sorry.
You're in Iraq, do you reviews on gay porn?
Just off the box cover. Holy shit.
you don't watch it?
I don't watch any of the porn. I seriously, that whole book is pretty much based on either the title... if it's got a funny title, if something's spelled wrong on the cover,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just some sex act that's on the cover that's retarded.
Fuck even that. if you get a porn that looks like it's rad and you want to watch it, you still won't watch it?
I'll throw it in and fast forward the whole thing because at this point, I just know it's going to suck. Like, they pretty much are all the same shit.
Yeah.
It's rare. Like, I've seen recently, like, double fisting, and I was like, oh, all right, well, at least that's
Ron's gave me a double fisting porn from Germany.
That was single, but it was all the way.
One girl gets double fisted.
Where's your real
that
doll?
One I gave
going like this, yaha, asshole, and Hannah stole it.
Where's your real doll?
He did. I rode my bike to his house, and then he wasn't there, and I had to find something to do for an hour.
Oh, really?
So I found my porn.
His own porn in my house.
Yeah, and then I come to his rug and never cleaned it up.
Jesus, how old were you?
This was like a year and a half ago. And then I was still waiting. So then I was deciding to like take a shower because I was kind of sweaty from biking 12 miles. Then I saw all this mold all over his fucking, all over his bathroom. So I'm like, shit, there's some scissors. Cut my hair. So I started cutting my hair and then it fell all over the floor. Then I just sweeped it under the mat and then I put the hair under the mat. And then like 2 weeks later, he's like, you fucking asshole, you fucking cut your hair, put it under the mat. I'm like, what do you care? You have mold all over your fucking bathroom. And you have ferret piss all over the couch.
Dude, you came on your cat, dude. Remember?
That was an accident.
Whoa.
And it wasn't these cats. It wasn't Trouble and Mischief. It was Whiskers, my old cat.
And I never know how it happened by
when
accident.
I first learned how to jerk off when I was like 17. I was like, oh, this is fucking rad.
17?
Dude, I was late, man. What the fuck?
I
was busy making money. I was too
right.
busy skating, making money. So yeah, so I was jerking off and my cat came by like, meow, and I was like, oh shit, and then it landed on him.
Never
took
I love
terrible.
I love the fact when I first no, I love it
you
when I first met
was.
You. And me and O'Connor.
Nah, maybe I was 16.
Nah. Dude, when me and O'Connor used to come to your house. When me and O'Connor used to come to your house, like when we first met you, we just come into your living room and you had the black box porno on, and your mom and dad would just be walking by, like, Like, it was no fucking big deal.
What house? The Don Vito house?
Don Vito house, yeah.
Well, dude, how about in your parents' house when we were making Haggard, the one closet downstairs in the basement where Phil's office is now was the jerk-off room. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And it had a television in there and a pile of tapes and a pile of DVDs.
All it was just pornos.
And newspaper laid all over the floor with yellow fucking stains.
It was basically Rab's jack-off booth.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I was like, can we put the camera equipment in here? I open it up, there's just... And one of the pornos is still on. Someone obviously had to clean something up and left the porno still on.
It was always on. I walked in there, it was on too.
Yeah.
I want to know, did you wipe the cum off the cat, though, or did you just leave it on?
I don't remember, dude.
You remember. Yeah, you come on a cat, you remember.
Yeah. I might have, like, left real it. Quick, but there's probably some,
I know you're,
I
know. I know
someone
the,
else in your family.
I know the cleaning
were you a cat
I'm so happy.
Is that what it was?
Dude, it just ran by and it landed on
and
it.
And his
I was like,
ass backed up onto my penis. Dude, ran by and fucked me.
Oh, that was so good.
Dude, there's a dude that I grew up skating with that knew Novak. This is when I was like 12, 13 years old. He used to go visit him. And this dude in my school was known as the catfucker.
He would really do that.
That's horrible.
We would go to his house and watch videos, and the cat walked with a limp. No one ever saw it, but the cat.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, no way.
Yeah. Jesus.
It's kind of rough.
Was he like chubby or something?
No.
Or ugly?
Chubby or ugly?
Or both? Yeah, I mean, he was a dude. I don't know.
Because, I mean, it can't be that hard to get pussy. I mean, you can find some minger out there somewhere.
Yeah. Sounds
Yo,
like
Bam,
pussy to me.
I heard you had a rough week going
a rough reek?
Going into New York City this weekend, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I have to hear this,
all right.
Dude.
He Chris, how many times have you... You know the Lincoln Tunnel, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen okay.
I used to holler.
I heard it. Listen to this.
Okay. This happened yesterday.
See, this is everybody's nightmare.
Okay.
It is a kind of a nightmare already. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm driving in the Range Rover with Missy to go to New York because I have some meetings with MTV, and the gas light comes on, like, right when I'm passing exit 13, which is the Holland Tunnel. And I think they give you, like, 30 miles or something when the light comes on. So I'm like, all right, we're good. I know that there's a rest stop before the Lincoln Tunnel, which I later found out it was after the Lincoln Tunnel. So I'm like, well, shit, I have to take this exit. What else am I going to do? So then we get to the Lincoln Tunnel, and, you know, there's a lot of traffic or whatever, but Missy's like, well, what are we going to do? I'm like, chill out. There's 16 miles left. The tunnel alone is only 3 or 4 at the most, so once we get through the tunnel, we'll be fine. Dude, 40 minutes later, with the engine running, and you're moving, like, 1 foot per minute, I finally get to the tunnel actually starts, and I went through the toll and everything.
The tunnel is underwater.
It was one, it said 1 mile left. And I was on a downhill slope, and I pull over to the side, and I shut the car off. I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, do you expect me to go walk all the way up the Lincoln fucking circle?
You can't pull
in the
over
smog,
to the side.
In
the
sinking smog.
Walking around fucking Weehawken looking for a goddamn gas station when I don't even have a gas tank to put it in there. Right. So I'm like, well, what do you want me to... I'm like, so then the traffic started picking up, and I'm at the beginning of the tunnel, and I'm like, fuck it. I started up, and I cut off this minivan, and they're like, fucking asshole, you know? And I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know, like, you don't even know what my problem is. So I'm driving. The Lincoln Tunnel goes on a slight downhill slope, and then as soon as it went level, the car stalled out and stopped running. And Miz is having, like, a panic attack, and I get out of the car to the guy that I just cut off. And I'm like, dude, you're going to have to fucking push me out of this tunnel, because if you don't, then you're going to create hell for everybody, not just me. You know, and he's like, well, what if my bumper gets on my... I'm like, it's not going to get messed up, and plus it's a fucking 89 Dodge Caravan. Like, what do you care? You know, and then I'm in the middle of arguing with him, and then Missy starts the car, and it ends up starting, and she's like, bam, I got it to start. I'm like, huh, and I ran in, and I jammed it in drive. Then when I hit the uphill slope, all the gas started flowing back to the gauge, and it gave me 2 extra miles. I ended up getting out of the tunnel, and I parked instantly, and I walked like 3 miles to find where the closest gas station was. Wound up getting... It was a fucking... Dude.
Did you have to buy a gas tank? You had to buy a gas canister, right?
No. I walked around to find how far one was, and then I walked back to the car, started it up, and then drove to it.
Who cares if you had to buy a gas canister?
Well, I thought it was drained empty. Like, they you just gotta just, go buy
you
one.
Just put it in your butt.
Up, but, walk back.
Just put the gas in your butt.
Why the Lincoln Tunnel? Did, like, that's...
Was it the Holland or Lincoln?
Like, the middle of the Lincoln fucking tunnel.
You're
it's the worst
dude.
Place
it,
ever.
You know what? It doesn't surprise me that Missy was able to start the car and he wasn't. Because I remember one time at the skate spot with this dude, he got a flat tire and he looked at me with tears in his eyes. and he goes, what do I do? I was like, you fucking change it. What do you mean? What do you do? It's a flat tire. He's like, how do I do that?
That's how
I was
is.
Like, are you kidding me, dude? I was like, you don't deserve that
what
out.
What skate park was
no,
it?
No, that spot. Remember, it was some school. We were taking photos of Chris Cole. When Chris Cole used to still wear baggy pants.
But yeah, William Penn High School in North Philly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's crying. He's distraught. You know, there's not even any cameras on him at this point in his life. He's just crying because he doesn't know how to change a tire. So I was like, well, do you have a jack? He's like, where would that be? I was like, dude, now you're just fucking with me. Check the trunk. And he pulls out, he's got a jack, but he doesn't have the T-bar to raise it. And I was like,
how do we get one?
I was like, how much did you pay for that Audi?
$42,000.
And it didn't come with a T-bar in case the dude needed to change his tire. So he's like, what do I do? He calls AAA. AAA. There's a gas station across the street, but this guy calls AAA. And the guy comes out with a T-bar, and he's just like, it's a special size lug, and you can't get the tire off. So now he's fancy. It was retarded.
Was it the black Audi or the blue one?
Yeah, the black one.
Oh, it was the black one?
Oh, the black one, that was like 20 G's, that one. I
sat there in awe, just laughing, and drinking beer, and just enjoying myself. He's like, what do I do? He's like, what do I do? I was like, I'm not telling you shit, man. I'm enjoying this. This is my entertainment for the day. That you
I
do
probably
not
didn't even realize how funny it was at the time. I was like,
you don't know how to
fuck,
change
man, I'm a flat tire.
A tire.
Where do I go? I'm in North Philly. This is the worst place to ever have a flat tire. I need to call somebody now.
F you, fatter.
Come on, that's funny.
It's funny amazing. Now. Yeah, at the time,
no,
I was
it was
probably...
funny. No, it was funny then, too. No.
For you.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Now, what if that was your Lambo?
How did you get home?
What if that was one of the Lambos and it stopped?
Well, I wouldn't worry about it now because I went to North Philly to skate those sketchy-ass banks, and I'm like, oh, dude, there's all these thugs all over the place. I'm probably going to get shot or something. As soon as I pull up, Missy's with me. Oh, shit, you were in Playboy, weren't you? She's like, what?
You want to smoke some weed?
You that dude, yo.
Oh, dude, I was in Wilmington, Delaware, skating, and I went to the top of this parking garage, and I tried to do this 360 flip, and then we got kicked out, and I went down to go pay the guy. It was just like thug dude working the thing. I give him the $2, and then he gives me back the money, and then he looks me up and down, he goes, oh, Schniz, you that dude.
That's all he said. He's
like,
just like,
what?
You that dude.
He's like, I said, oh, Schniz, you that dude.
I was like, you that dude. Oh, yeah, I am that dude. Yeah.
That's not even exaggerating. That's like really how it went.
It was like,
down.
Dude, he must have been so high on weed, just like, oh, Schniz, you that dude.
I couldn't believe it. I was just like, what did he just say? I'm like, he said, you that dude. I'm like, well, I'm that dude. Are you that dude? Kerry's that dude. Like, anyone's that dude. He wasn't, like, specific with it. It was pretty funny.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood.
Where's he going?
I got in one little fight.
Doesn't Shikers, know that there's no more Corona?
What, Shikers went to get fucking Corona?
Oh, he has a hidden stash in the back of his truck.
He does.
Yeah. And I forgot to put lime juice in mine. Damn it.
You put the Lyme disease in there?
Huh? Lyme disease? That's what Jess had.
I forgot to put Lyme disease
in. Did you have what happened to us on the way to New York story?
Yeah, you missed
it. What were you doing? Taking a million ass shit for 20 minutes? I just told it.
I was going to my hair and put makeup on.
Yeah, right. That's what all girls say.
It really was.
You forgot to throw in the shit part.
What track?
Four Dog.
All right, dig it.
This one goes out to Missy because this is the song I played when I first reunited back with her. Ooh. This one's a Billy Idol song. Woohoo!
There's something deep inside, heartfelt that she's missing. They are not in your shoes, they are not you, all fools. You know it's a world of confusion, all abusing and self-abusing. So come home, it's a brand new day. Come home, my cherry, cherry, run away. Come home, there's a devil to pay. Come home, my cherry, cherry, run away. When I'm out having fun, the whole world seems to glisten. She said, there's a fire going on, the choppers ain't detecting. She said, we had such simple view, so I must see inside of you. Now that my world is changing, come on back, I should be celebrating. So come home, it's a brand new day. Come home, my cherry, cherry, run away. Come home, there's a devil to pay. Come home, my cherry, cherry, run away. Ducking in and out, hiding from authority. Sitting in a wayside home, I say, come back to me. Ducking in and out, hiding from authority. Sitting in a wayside home, I say, come back to me. A brand new day. Come home, my cherry, cherry, run away. Come home, there's a devil to pay. Come home, my cherry, cherry, run away. There's a day in the life as it happens, play by play, minute by minute. This is a way of life as it happens, day by day, hour by hour. Come home, there's a brand new day. Come home, my cherry, cherry, run away. Come home, there's a devil to pay. Come home, my cherry, cherry, run away. Cherry, run away. Cherry, run away. Cherry, run away. Come home, there's a brand new day.
Turn off the hi-fi, kids. Holy Lord, I got a phone. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah, basically, fuck you. That was Billy Idol. And that's the new album called Devil's Playground, and that was Sherry. And if you heard, like, 6 episodes ago, Franz was, like, spilling his guts about Boy Scouts and how this one kid this one kid was, like, 8 years old, and the Boy Scout counselor was like, you need to be a man, and you need to get naked in front of all these people and get in the shower just like everybody else. Now get naked! And the kid was crying, and the kid was crying. And me and Missy were sipping on some wine one night, and we figured it out. What did we figure out?
What exactly?
Okay. We were thinking about it, and we had come to the conclusion that the
that
only
boy
way
was me.
Yes,
that
the little
only
boy
way
it was you.
That was the only
it
way I could have experienced
because
that, is if it was me.
Because you told it so detailed, and you told
we were scared shitless.
And then this 8-year-old kid was so scared shitless, he didn't know what to do, and the 8-year-old kid was so humiliated, and then the 8-year-old kid, I'm like, that was you! You're telling your feelings, but you were saying the 8-year-old kid, you should have just said when you were 8.
If it was me, I would admit it. What were you so
you
embarrassed
did.
About?
It was you.
What'd you, suck his dick?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Of course I did.
Dude, you know it was you. I tried to have you admit it at the Thai restaurant for 2 hours 3 days ago.
Oh, and I didn't admit it, so that means that I'm guilty of it.
Totally.
Okay. I'm trying to find my buddy Charles.
Well, if he doesn't answer, you better answer.
Then I'm gay.
Yeah.
So I have another story to tell, though, about the same guy.
Oh,
pretty
God.
Good.
So it's you, then.
This did happen to me and about 200 other scouts
just like
every
that
week.
Other story, too.
Every morning, okay. The
how
Boy
old
Scout,
are you? How old are you?
In the first story, I was...
No, this 14. Story that you're about to tell.
Oh, I was the same age.
In Boy Scouts?
Yes.
It was that very night.
So, anyway, the Boy Scout camps are situated about a mile away from the pool. There are showers at both the Boy Scout camps and the pool. Mm-hmm. But every morning, in his jock strap and flip-flops, he would walk from his Boy Scout...
Who's he?
This is the counselor who put this unfortunate scout in a very awkward position in front of all of us.
Keep talking.
And so, well, that's it. That's the end of the story. Every morning, rather than use the showers at the camp, he would walk 1 mile to the pool in his flip-flops and a jockstrap.
Yeah. With his ass hanging out?
Yes. Mm. Only
why wouldn't he put a towel over it?
Because he had one waiting for him at the pool hall, at the pool place, because that's where he would shower every morning. So
but why would he have a jockstrap on? Is somebody going to go kick him in the dick or something?
Fuck no. It's better than being nude, but it's the fact that in the mountains it's pretty cold in the mornings. And
you think it was to cover up his hard on?
I don't know if it was to cover anything up or reveal everything else. I'm not sure what his intentions were, but it wasn't equally as awkward as the other situation in which I encountered.
Joe, I guarantee there were good intentions.
Yeah, I'm sure he had the best of intentions. Yeah, there's one more story about this counselor that's pretty good. He would instruct his scouts to prevent hypothermia when camping out in the woods because the theory is if you keep the sleeping bag warm with your body heat, it will keep you warm to sleep entirely naked in the sleeping bag. And just to make sure we didn't die, just to make sure no one died of hypothermia, he would check.
Oh my!
He would unzip each bag
and make sure that you're naked.
He could give you random
checks.
Dude,
that's such a pedophile move. Yeah.
And we were.
Why do you gotta sleep naked?
What's that?
To prevent hypothermia.
To prevent cabin boy.
You're not naked. You have boxers on now. Take them off.
Why are you gonna die of hypothermia that night?
Because
was it that cold? Was it that cold?
It was like 45.
Why couldn't you just act it out?
It was like 45.
Imagine.
Warm enough to sleep without one.
Yeah. He was trying to. He was not doing you anything.
The logic is, if there's a layer of clothing between you and your sleeping bag, you can't really keep it warm. Therefore, it actually traps in the coldness and the moisture and releases the heat. I don't know.
He's trying to trap the moisture.
But you know he needed to make sure.
Franz, it's been a long time, and I can't really remember in full detail. I
want to
know. I want to know that story. Tell me. Tell me again.
Which story?
Tell me again.
Wait, I just told you three.
The kid that had to get naked that was you, but you were saying it was somebody else.
Come on.
Please say it.
But act it out with me. Who do you want to be, the kid or the counselor?
You have to be both.
I can't be both. Come on. Before you were the kid
and remember.
The counselor.
I can't remember full detail. All that I know is it's like my top two favorite stories in the whole world.
Okay, well.
It's in the top
then,
two.
Because not of yet. That reason, I'll reenact it. So, let me set this up very briefly. The situation is, there's 8 scouts, all of them are 14 and 15. There's a brand new, I guess he was 10, because you have to be 10 to be a scout. So, he was maybe 10.
It was you, Franz.
Fuck you, dude. And the situation ends up where the kid doesn't want to take off his clothes in order to change into his swim trunks. And the counselor standing over him saying, "Take off those trunks! Come on! You gotta be a real... I want you to show all these other scouts that you're a real man! Take off those..." And the kid is going...
Oh, yeah.
So the kid is just... And it's totally awkward. All of us are scared... Hey, Kim. To say... All of us are scared to do anything or say anything. So at the end, we all got together, and we told one of the head counselors about this.
And the kid,
and we all got yelled
at. Crying.
And we all got yelled
at. Get naked! I want you to get naked in front of everybody else. You need to be a man right now.
Then the kid was...
But I don't want it. Take off your clothes.
I don't want to have an erection.
It was heart-wrenching for me to go through that.
Oh, yeah, Franz, yeah.
What are you doing, Steve? What are you doing?
Jeez,
what are
you there? Doing?
Not shutting up.
Oh, yeah. So, the bar's coming along,
fuck yeah.
And I think we're going to call it Bangin' Donnie.
Yeah!
Wait, I thought you were going to call it Bar... Salona.
No. I made a painting for Ape, and Phil happened to see it.
That sounds like a joke.
Bar...
On the Alice Mate Show, 866 Jeff. I don't know why I'm saying the number. Hello, you're on the Alice Mate Show. I'm awesome.
Alice.
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted.
argue about having an elevator in there for handicapped people to get upstairs when all there is to offer upstairs is what's downstairs.
Yeah.
I don't see the point in that, but I'd rather argue about the name of the bar than putting in a $20,000 elevator. Just put it the fuck in there. Who cares? You know, like, you have to pick and choose your battles, and I'm going to battle the name Filthy Note because I don't see anything wrong with it.
Why don't you just name it something nice like the nursery school?
The nursery school. It's not a half bad idea.
The nursery.
When is this place supposed to open? Is there any projected date, or what's the deal?
April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Which one?
You think it'll be done by then? I don't know.
April 1st, dickhead.
No, which April Fool's Day? This year or next year?
This year, asshole.
Right, but
that's a good date to say, because if it's not done, you just say April Fool's.
I know.
There needs
but
to be
that's
a lot
really
of
when
work
we're
on.
Supposed to open it. And,
well,
and
it looks good so far.
We're filming 8 episodes with MTV about it, so, you know, that means get Iggy Pop or some big band like that again and open the joint. Create some hype.
You should get John Walsh. He can play One and Better Live 6 times in a row for you.
Or that'll be the whole concert. Tonight. Just 6 songs. No one's done that yet.
Encore,
dude, people would probably just be like, what the fuck? He's playing
one more time.
For the third time? Like,
for the people that just got here.
I just saw like 5 new people come in and they missed Dead or Alive. So this one's song's called Dead or Alive by me.
JohnWalsh.com.
Just lower the stage, dude. Lower the stage.
So what's going on with the... I only come around here about once a week when we do the radio shows or just to visit and say hi, but I've never been in a skate barn until this weekend when it's been painted. Seth, what the hell are you... What is that Britney Spears thing with the bald head? What...
Britney Spears.
Go look at it.
Britney Spears. It just happened.
Did that really happen? She's running around bald like that?
Basically, we have this really nice skate park in my backyard, and we're filming tricks in there, and instead of looking at a bunch of fucking plywood, I figured, well, Seth, you're an art director. Why don't you paint it and then paint some funny stuff? Well, what do you want? Well, I want Osama bin Laden on a dragster with his number one finger up in the air saying that he just won the race, and I want him skidding out all over Britney Spears with her bald head throwing the umbrella at the paparazzi.
And it's only... But what else are you going to paint in there? Because that's pretty awesome. You're just,
sky's
you're
the limit, dude. Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You're just making it up as you go.
Sky is a lemon.
With this, you could... In the skate park, anything goes. What else are you thinking, Seth?
Hitler on vacation.
Hitler sipping on like a fucking mojito on the Bahamas. In the Bahamas.
Chris sends out Christmas cards being dressed as Hitler and goes to the mall every year.
Reagan will always come back.
I've seen you with your Hitler stash.
Harriet Tubman. I think Osama bin Laden. And just,
I love him.
He can do a lot of things.
He looks so cool on paintings.
Someone's going to quote that. Bam Margera loves Osama bin Laden.
Oh, he looks great in a 76ers jersey.
What's that on your garage?
Because he wanted his first wife to dance to Van Halen naked, so she left him. We read about this in Osama bin Laden's biography. He just stands like everybody. He liked to smoke a lot of weed, and his wife wanted, you know, didn't want to dance naked to Van Halen, so fuck her.
He was way into Whitney Houston too, and he was into watching birds and exploring caves and like Home Improvement. He was just this oddball in this huge family, and then he took off on his own.
And this is serious.
Yeah. Yeah, he was into Van Halen.
It's a good
grass
book. What do you? One to 5 stars. What do you give it? It's a good read or
5?
5 stars. Yeah. Wow.
Osama wrote a book.
No, it was just common knowledge.
Is it a biography or autobiography?
Biography.
Oh, okay.
Seth.
Gathered from people who knew it.
Oh, is it? It's an unauthorized biography.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just like seeing his big face on my garage door with a basketball.
Man.
I don't know why. I just like it. It makes me smile.
He's aged about 40 years in the past 10 years.
Well, though. I like the Osama look when shit was going down.
You like his look then?
Yeah. That's the painting that's that
like
I want. I don't want old Osama. I want
kind of like
prime time.
What's Phil
Osama?
Like early Elvis? Or
yeah,
later Elvis?
Exactly.
Like that.
He likes Elvis 69 comeback special.
And you're into like what 2002?
No,
2001.
I like 2001 Osama the most.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's prime time. Yeah, he's at his fighting weight.
So when, that's you, just, when blew, you discovered
he was
him,
blowing up in
yeah,
2001.
Yeah,
totally.
True.
What else can we do in there, Seth? We have a lot of room.
A lot of space.
So is Reagan coming back? You going to do Reagan again?
Shoot a Saddam.
You love Reagan.
Who are we going to do, Seth?
Harriet Tubman
on the Underground Railroad.
Benjamin Franklin giving her a hand on the Underground Railroad. Laying ties.
Oh, Benjamin Franklin is good.
Ben Franklin.
What about, are you going to do any more movie stars? Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm telling you, this is the mural being created right now.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
You got to see the new issue of Skateboarder. Me and the Red Bull team and my wife went to Hawaii, and I went dressed as Hitler on vacation. I kept the stash going, and right outside of our hotel...
On the airplane like that?
Yeah, yeah.
What did people do when they saw you?
They don't really do anything. They just kind of look at you crazed, but yeah, it's pretty retarded. We did it for our wedding, for our Christmas cards. We always go in our Halloween costumes to sit with Santa. And this year I was Hitler on vacation. My wife was an Aryan hula girl. And I went to Hawaii to get real photos of Hitler on vacation. And right outside of our hotel was this dude, this long-haired burnout with all these, like, parrots and cockatoos and shit. And I went up to him and, you know, with a Hawaiian shirt and a lei on and Hitler mustache, and I was like, I'd like a picture with your parents. And the dude was just kind of tweaked out by my look.
He didn't
say anything, and he's just like, all right, let's go, put your two arms out. He's like, and I was like, you know what, dude, I only want the one arm. And I raised my one arm, and he was just like, he's like, bro, what's with your look, bro? I was like, dude, I just want a picture with the birds. He's like, dude, I'm uncomfortable with this photograph.
You raise your one arm to get a parrot on.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just want to raise the one arm.
Yeah. So he puts three parrots on my one arm and takes, Jesus, begrudgingly takes the photo. And the next day I go to pick it up, he's like, bro, me and my partner talked, and we were thinking maybe we shouldn't print this photo, man. It's pretty fucked up, man. It's like you're fucking Hitler with my bird.
It's like you're fucking Hitler with my bird.
It's like you're, no shit, dickhead. That's the whole point.
But then I pulled out a 20. I was like, here you go, dude. He's like, all right, fucking take it.
You tell him you just like him out there?
He gave you the painting. For
I said I was only kidding.
He sold out to Hitler for $20.
$20. And I was like, I'm only kidding. And he's just like, oh, if you're only kidding, then it's cool, bro.
Are you scared that you might wind up in the wrong place? And,
you know? Every place I go is the wrong place.
Yeah. What's appropriate for that?
Dude, no, but I mean, like,
he's at the wrong place.
No
right
one,
now.
Nobody's going to do anything at an airport or something, but like, what if you make a wrong turn off like the 95 exit to get gas and you wind up in some shady area with a Hitler mustache?
What could work to your advantage?
What sucked was that me and my wife, we take these Christmas cards with Santa, and we took our cat this time dressed as Elvis to be in the photo, and we took it. So I shaved my mustache on a Friday afternoon, and we go into the mall, and the lady's like, yeah, pet day's on Sunday. And I was like, yeah, well, I got the fucking pet right now. I need the photo because I'm cutting this mustache off. It's Hanukkah. I can't be running this all weekend. And the lady's like, you got to come back on Sunday. So I had to go in the skate shop and the height of, like, Christmas selling season and sell skateboards with a Hitler mustache all weekend long until it was time for pet day.
Was it a real mustache?
Really? It's just mustache. Just
would moms come in and just stare at you? And
just look at me retarded.
But would they?
No, they never said anything.
They never said anything?
No. And I felt bad. I felt so bad. I was like, oh.
I went to that skate shop and bought you a skateboard for Christmas, but the guy behind the counter, like, he had like a Hitler mustache.
I felt awful. Some of these moms just looking at me so weird.
Did you make any sales though? Like,
yeah, we killed it.
Nice.
Thank you. Wow. No rim shot on that?
Man. Is that okay?
We killed it. Get it? Hitler said we killed it.
Is that what it was?
That was the joke. Hitler said,
and I'm supposed to laugh?
And we killed. You're the Fred on this show.
I'm,
make a
I'm
noise.
I'm supposed to laugh though.
Make the little rim shot.
All right, we're at the 60-minute mark. We gotta go.
but I do want to play a song from this old, old, old iPod that I found.
Dude, that thing is from...
yeah, it's the first iPod
first
ever.
First iPod, yeah.
Yeah, it's the first model.
It's like a brick.
It is a brick.
She's salivating over there.
You love this thing, don't you?
I actually saved mine. I have a collection.
Oh, you do, don't you?
Yes, I do, buddy.
It's actually a track from the Razorblade demos that nobody has. Ooh. And I want to play some.
So we signing off?
Yeah, we are signing off.
All right, Serious Radio Faction.
This song is called Shine, and it's never been played on anything. This is him. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, and go get Chris Narakar's book, Skin 'Em Up.
Yarr. Later.
Later! ChrisNarakar.com.
Tune in next week for more.
Every Monday. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody. 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.